My name is Michael Carney for Sterling High School Radio, bringing you a profile on Jay-Z, one of the six inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Jay-Z was born Sean Carter on December 4th, 1969 in Brooklyn, New York. Jay-Z began rapping in the late 80s and had many rap battles against fellow nominee LL Cool J in the early 90s. Jay-Z, without a label at the time, decided to create his own. In 1995, Rockefeller Records was created, and a year later, Jay released his first album, Reasonable Doubt. This project would reach number 23 on the charts, thanks to the help of a feature from a Brooklyn legend, Biggie. The following year, Jay-Z would release his second album in My Lifetime Volume 1. This was followed by Volume 2 and Volume 3. Jay-Z, from this point forward, would become a household name in the rap game. He would go on to release 11 more albums, reaching platinum on 13 of his 14 total. Carter has featured on songs with greats such as Beyonce, Alicia Keys, and Justin Timberlake. Jay-Z has also contributed to the music world a lot outside of his own music. Jay is responsible for the careers of artists such as Kanye West and Jay Electronica. Jay-Z in his career has sold 50 million albums worldwide, won 23 Grammys, and has a record 14 number one albums on the Billboard charts. Jay-Z has not only had a huge effect on the rap game, but has had an overwhelming effect on the music industry as a whole. Jay-Z rightfully deserves to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For Sterling High School Radio, my name's Mike Carney, and this has been a profile on Jay-Z as we highlight the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.